Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Judea and Samaria. Ultra-Orthodox Jews are expanding the population of the West Bank by large numbers. That is the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
The Jewish settler population in Judea and Samaria, the West Bank, is growing twice as fast as the rest of the population in other areas in Israel, and the ultra-Orthodox community is responsible for the major portion of the annual growth in these disputed territories. In the areas where the ultra-Orthodox move in to establish their young families, the annual growth rate is 5 to 6 times more than Jerusalem and Tel Aviv's growth, respectively, and twice as much as the growth of many other Jewish settlements. The ultra-Orthodox rabbis sanctioned living in these settlements, assuming that these territories would be annexed to Israel sometime in the near future. And that's the latest in our Middle East news update. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
The expanding population of ultra-Orthodox Jews in Judea and Samaria is, in essence, a page out of Bible prophecy for these religious Jews and the land of their forefathers. If you can take a moment, think about this. Since the end of the Six-Day War in June of 1967, Jews, both religious and secular, have been moving into the area of Judea and Samaria, the West Bank, building their homes and raising their families. These disputed territories have increased in population over the years to nearly 500,000 people in some 200 Jewish settlements. Now, the Israeli government is reporting that the fastest growth of population in any area of Israel is this area referred to as the West Bank, but known biblically as Judea and Samaria. As I mentioned, this report is a page out of the prophetic passages in God's Word. The ancient Jewish prophet Ezekiel wrote some 2,500 years ago that in the last days God would give the land of the forefathers of the Jewish people to the Jews of today. That's the 36th chapter of Ezekiel. Ezekiel the prophet was actually told to preach to the land that would bring forth man and animal and multiply them on the land. That's verse 11 of chapter 36. Ezekiel 36, verses 6 to 22, reveals what God would do with the land for the Jews, and in verse 22 tells us that it would be done for his holy name's sake. Bible prophecy will indeed be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...